Yeah, how you doing? What is that,
he is in Boston. Yeah, since Boston took over with the champion, he went to make sure that they celebrate in the right.
Okay. I guess he maybe wants to see John Kerry, but giving condolences or something.
Mr. Albert said we should learn Navi, and that's what we do. This is Shmuel Bet, chapter 8. This is after Vayiach Harechem with your permission, and this is after David wanted to be with HaMikdash, and Hashem did send Natan HaNavi to tell him that Shlomo is going to build. And David came, sat down next to the Echal, next to the Ruchot, thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he said, thank you very much, I understand the message. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just bless Shlomo, I mean, the one that's going to lead Am Israel. And with your blessing, everybody's going to be blessed.
Yeah, but that's only going to bring you call there.
Maybe you can bring it to that. But Yahya Harechen, sentence one, with your permission. Afterwards, it means after Hashem told him that Shlomo is going to build, Vayach David et Pishtim Hayachniyev. And David attacked the Pishtim, Vayachniyem, and made it surrounded to him. Eikar David is Mete Gamam, Yad HaPishtim. A few explanations, what does it mean? One of the explanations that he took the main city, and this is refers to the leading city in the conference of cities. That means David HaMelech was able to overcome the Pishtim and took over the main city that the government of the Pishtim used to say, this is Gat. That was one of the Pishtim in the Midrash. The other Perush in Midrash is that the last week Parasha HaMelech came and made a treaty with Yitzchak. At the time Yitzchak gave him a piece from what he was leading his donkey. It's called Meterama, like a leash, something like a leash, but not a leash, but something like a leash. That he was holding the donkey with it, and he gave Abimelech that piece, and this was a proof that he's going to make peace with him. So the Pishtim used to keep that piece of the leash what Yitzchak gave Avimelech. And the Rabbi says, and now David came, and he took away that piece that was given by Yitzchak to Avimelech, and the Pishtim kept it, and now he took it away from them. What it means is really that the treaty that Yitzchak made with the Pishtim as a continuation of the treaty of Avraham and the Pishtim with Avimelech was gone now by David HaMelech. Of course, the explanation is because the Pishtim constantly attacked on Israel all the time. That means there's no treaty anyway. But over here, not only there's no treaty anyway, he took from them that piece that Yitzchak gave. Which is rather significant, what the Navi tells us, that he took away that piece what Yitzchak gave them. It's also a question, really, if that the original piece was kept, and this is in a condition that you can even hold it in your hand after so many years. Some of them said, no, this was just an imitation. It was called that piece of that leash that Yitzchak gave him. It was not the original one. Some of them said, no, it was the original one that was kept, and this was like a sign from the Pishtim that Am Yisrael are not allowed to fight them. And finally, he took away that piece. They shouldn't have any sign. Again, because what you said before, they did not keep the promise, what Abimelech promised Yitzchak. That's what he said. After that Hashem told David HaMelech that he is not going to be with HaMikdash, and he's going to have a fight with the Pishtim, he wins them, and also take away that proof what they have that we're not allowed to attack them. And the question is, what's it been exactly, and why David is doing it, and why the Navi emphasizing that he took that piece? What does it make if they have it or they don't have it? Yachet Moab, then after he finished with the Pishtim, he goes to Moab. Again, Moab is in the other direction. Pishtim is where today we have Gaza and Ashkelon. And Moab is on the other side of the Jordan River, on the eastern side of Eretz Yisrael. So after David finished with the Pishtim on the western side, at Gaza and Ashkelon, then he goes to the eastern side, Bayachet Moab. He crosses the Jordan River and he destroys Moab. By Madidim Bachibir, Ashkelon Tamarta. Madidim is like this. He put all of them down on the floor and like he took a rope, a string or rope, and they were lying on the floor, and he decided to measure. Two-thirds of that piece of rope is going to die, one-third to stay. That's what Navi says. Ashkia v'ta marta, all them down on the floor, by Madel Shnei Chavalim, he measured two-thirds of the string, lehamid, to kill them. Umelo achibim, and the rest of the string, lachayot. And after he did his job, matim Moab v'david l'avadim nosei mincha. The Gemara says the reason for that is since in Shmuel Aleph we learned that one time David HaMelech was running away from Shaul, he left his immediate family by the king of Moab. And the king of Moab decided to kill all his family, and he killed almost everybody from his family. This is one son of brother ran away. He killed his father, he killed his mother. They also, I think, tortured Ruth, David's grandmother. So David waited, and now he decided that he's going to take revenge on each of his own family. So he went and he started a war against them, and he killed most of them, two-thirds of them. And the rest of them, the rest became like David HaMelech, to bring him presents. What it means is to pay taxes to David HaMelech. And the next candidate is the Navi sent to see by David Hadar Ezer, Ben Kol Melech Tzoba. This is in Syria. Melech Tzoba, why? It's a question who, but somebody was going to Shiv Yado Bin Har Prat, missing a word. We read it. We don't have it in written. It says the Hadarezer Ben Rechov Melech Tzoba, the king of Tzoba, the king of Syria. He was taking some pieces of land from Am Yisrael. Also wanted to do something to take away, if we say, the water of the river. David went to Hadarezer. He killed him as well. He's fighting with him. Ve'elkot David imenu 1,700 parashim ve'esrim elef ish ragli. He caught, he was able to capture people on horses, 20,000 soldiers, then he decided to take off from the bottom of the horse, the bottom piece of his leg, of his foot, because he didn't want to own so many horses. The Torah says that a king, he should not have too many horses. Since he took them into captivity, he did not want to keep it, that they should be able to do whatever a horse can do. So he took some pieces, the heel maybe, it's mechloket what he did, but he took the heel of the horses off. But Yoter Menu Me'arechet only left for himself for 100 chariots. It's again to comply with the laws of the Torah that the king should not have too many horses. But Avraham Damesek La'azor La'adarezer Melech Tzoba, so there's another kingdom next to the Syrians, it's called Aram Damesek. came to try to help Adar Ezer, but David Baram is 22,000 fish. So David was able also to hit them and to destroy them. Ezer David Netzivim Baram Damesik, when David HaMelech left some officers that should rule the country in Aram Damesik, that is Syria, part of Syria, but here Aram and David Lavanim, Nusim Milcha, the Syrian became the slaves of David HaMelech. Whatever David HaMelech wanted to do, he was able to overcome and he was able to win. Everything winning. He's winning everything. It's a little bit amazing that we don't hear this success of David HaMelech before. Of course, maybe this is not the time that he's starting, but we didn't hear anything since he became a king. Was no fight that he's taking over anybody. The opposite. If you remember, if you take a look at chapter 7, the first sentence, it says, "Vayi ki Yerusha v'Amelech v'Beto v'Hashem Yitachom Tzivu Kol Olam." He already finished everything. I said, but we learned last week that David HaMelech wanted to live at HaMikdash. This, the sentence was that after David HaMelech got rid of all his enemies, then he said 9 times with HaMikdash, because it says in the Torah that after you have peace with all the neighbors, then you should be at HaMikdash, and that's what he did. He wanted to be at HaMikdash because he had peace. So he had a peace already. All of a sudden we see that he's fighting the Pishtim, he's fighting the Moabim, he's fighting the Syrians. And it already says before that he had peace with all his enemies. And it says, how come he's attacking everybody right now? But you got to send the information sentence 7. But you got to read it, should tell us the Arab. I'm sure you love that. The Reza Mavim Yerushalayim. It's a machloker in the Varshim. What it means is it's the shields that were made from gold or just the packets they used to keep the arrows inside made from gold. Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim. ומבטח ומבירותי הרי עד הרזר לקח המלך דוד נחושת במהודן he took some copper from there, a lot of copper from two different cities. וישמע תוהי מלך חמאת תוהי the king of חמאת heard כי כאן דוד כל חיל עד הרזר he heard that דוד המלך was able to overcome the army from the רזר וישלח תוהי את יורם בנו אל המלך דוד לשאול לו לשלום תוהי send his son יורם to ask David, how are you? Levarcho, to bless him, and Hashem Yilcham Ad HaRezer, that he was able to fight Ad HaRezer, Vayakehu, Ki Ish Molchamot Toya Ad HaRezer. Because he used to have fight all the time. Viado, then Mr. Yoram, had in his hand, that's in Banu explanation, that he came to David HaMelech, he asked for him some presents, some silver dishes, gold dishes, copper dishes. As Gamotam also then sent this 11 information, Igdisha Melech David Hashem. Says he made everything Hegdesh, it means everything is Tzedakah, donations, Imakeset, Vazer, Vashigdish, Mikol Agim, Asher Kibesh. He says whatever he was able to capture, he made everything to be Hegdesh, means holy, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'aram, says the Nabi, Me'aram, from Syria, Mimoab, Me'amon, this is on the east side of Eretz Israel, Pishtim, on the west side, Ma'amalek, down south in Eretz Israel, Mishkan, Ad HaRezer, Benchor, Yosemah, everything what he took, he just made everything should be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Didn't worry anything
with the Avodah Zarah? No, it doesn't mean the Avodah Zarah, then you cancel it. I don't know, it doesn't say you took from Avodah Zarah, but in the Avodah Zarah also you can cancel it if you melt it. If you don't keep it as is, you're allowed to melt it. But if you capture it in a war, it loses the power of Avodah Zarah. Again, not if you keep it the way it is, but if you melt it. Yes, David Shem, Bishavu Makotem Et Aram, Begimel Ashmuna Et Aralef, and David says, not only that he sent one of the Chachamim, said he sent one of the soldiers, when the head of the army, Yoav, and after they killed 18,000 people, the two wars in the Midrash says, in one war it says 18,000 in Tehillim, it says 12,000 I think in chapter 60. They killed them, 18 and 12,000, and then they buried them. They buried them, so it says, Vayas David Shem. And David HaMelech made himself a very good name by coming back after they killed, they destroyed the army of the Syrians, they buried the dead ones. I don't know what it means to put it. That's what the Gemara tells it means. I don't know what it means really. What's so important about it? That he buried them. And Midrash says also, Midrash says that before Mashiach will come, it's going to be a war, Gog and Magog. And Gog and Magog, those two nations come from Yefet. And again, a lot of them will die. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, eventually they'll bury them. They'll bury them in Eretz Yisrael, and it'll be full of cemeteries of dead goyim before Mashiach will come. As a privilege. You imagine in the Second World War, 40 million people died. I didn't even think they buried 1 million. Now here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Torah, since Yefet came with Shem and they covered Noah after Noah got drunk, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said eventually it's going to be a war, it's going to call Gog and Magog before Mashiach will come, and there's a question of Yefet, and Yefet's going to die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that as a reward for Mr. Yefet that he went and covered Noah, so because he covered Noah, because he put something on Noah, Hashem will grant them to cover their body after they'll die. It's a privilege, I don't know what exactly what it is.
So
Gog and Magog, we don't know where Gog and Magog is. Usually,
they come from the north.
We don't know which nation it is. But the way it says in the Navi Chesed, the way it says in the Gemara, if somebody comes from far away, it's not next to us, and they have to be the grandchildren of Yefet. But Arabs are not from Yefet. Right. Arabs are from Ishmael, from Ketuah. Many, many Ishmael. Yeah.
You're from Russia.
I'm sorry? You're from
Russia.
Or Russia, they say Russia, or they say China today, you know. אתם נצבותים עם מי שוייתם באדום נציבים בכל אדום סתם נציבים ואי כל אדום עבדים לדוד. So not only he's capturing everything, now he's going to Edom. This is the place where Esav used to be, that is his territory. So he's capturing Edom. He puts down Edom, and not only that, he's putting some officers all around the city of Edom. The whole country, the whole state of Edom are slaves to David HaMelech. ויש השם דוד בכל אשר הלך, whatever David did, הקדוש ברוך הוא was helping him. וימלוך דוד על כל ישראל, דוד was able to rule all of Israel, ודוד עושה משפט וצדקה בכל עמו. The same explanation was in the Gemara, that David HaMelech was able to do is to judge and to give charity. So the Gemara says, Masechet Sanhedrin, what it means is that people need to come in front of David HaMelech. That's what he's really, I don't know if his job was, but this was his hobby, if we say. He decided he wants to do it. He wants to judge everybody. He's to sit in the front. So it says the Gemara says that two people used to come in front of David HaMelech for a court case, and David HaMelech used to say what he thinks, and the guy used to say and says, I'm sorry, I have no money to pay. So David HaMelech says, doesn't matter, but you agree that what I said is right. It says, I was the judge, and I'm telling you, you owe him the money. He says, I'm sorry, I don't have the money. I'm out of a job, I don't have the money. David says, no problem, here's the money. He used to give him the money on the spot, and the guy used to pay. It says the Gemara says David Osei Mishpat Utzdaka L'Chol Amo. What it means is after he used to say his decision, he says you convicted, and you ought to pay this amount of money. The guy said, I have no money. The man said, it doesn't matter, you have the money. I give you the money. He gave him the money, he paid. But constantly David HaMelech paid the money that he decided this man owes. So that's the first explanation. David tells us that David was so generous and David was so honest that even though David HaMelech thought that this man really is obligated to pay, and the guy who said, I'm very poor, he said, don't worry about it. I'm going to pay you. Here's your money. Go pay this guy, and he paid this guy. That's the lesson that he said. Or say, Mishpatut Bakar. I said, it's a very nice thing. But, I mean, maybe it's just for information for us, maybe. So the Gemara says that pasuk goes to the next sentence. The reason why David HaMelech was able to charge is not just because he was the king, he needed the police. And the policeman and the head of the police department, or called the sheriff, was Yoav ben Tsruya al-Kaba. Since he had this guy Yoav, that's what the Chachamim said, this is the mitzvah that says, Shoftim v'shatim t'ram chol sharecha, the mitzvah to appoint judges and police. Of course, the judge doesn't have the time to run after the people or to execute them and to tell them you ought to pay. So therefore, Navi says, you should know, if you want to know how the whole country was running by David HaMelech, it says it's not exactly David HaMelech. David HaMelech was the judge, mainly was the judge. And Yoav ben Tsruya was the executor, and he was the policeman. He was running, giving tickets to people, and forcing the people to comply with the decision of David HaMelech. Yishafat ben Nachiyud Maskir, says, there's another guy, but it's called a secretary. I think it's the first time it says secretary in the Tanakh. Maybe the only time. I'm not sure, but I think it's the first time. It says, you have a secretary. It says, here the guy, his name is Yishafat ben Nachiyud. Ben Nachiyud, I'm sorry, secretary. He's a secretary. He used to tell David HaMelech who is now next online to be judged. So at least also you have to know. You have to know that there's a secretary of the court. You have to know that who is first. I mean, I'm sure that they ran the court, they should run the court. When Levi says no, you should know, was a special guy that he was in charge, the order. Maybe, you know, Jewish people like to, you know, to be pushed, but usually in court they don't like to be pushed. They like to be the last. They like to be pushed, you know, to push in the grocery store or in the bank. But in court, I don't think anybody is pushing that he wants to be first. But that's what it means. What is it really, what it means? So the list says like this. Of course, we do know there's a mitzvah to live with HaMikdash, like any other mitzvah that you do. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah, and it's the halakha really, that if a person is really wants to do a mitzvah and he could not do the mitzvah, then it means he did a mitzvah. So machshava tova, Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah lemaaseh, if somebody has a good thought, he wants to do something, and something happened, emergency happened, he wanted to do something and he couldn't do it, let's consider he did it. It's not something that you say, well, you know, too bad, you couldn't make it. No, I made it. Just by deciding to do and to do it right, it's already like you did it. Of course, what you do later is just to show that you're really up to what you thought. But the idea is that you have the will and you have the desire and the decision to make it. And decided you want to do it, it doesn't matter anymore. I think Gemara says, for example, Gemara says that there was a guy that used to go 6 months to study by a rabbi, every year. He used to go 6 months on the way, he used to go to the rabbi, stay there one day, and go back home. The Gemara says, it's called Bar Be'erav D'chad Yom, Gemara Ma'asneh Shagaz, that the man is called, that he's learning the whole year round. It says, even though that he's learning only one day, but the preparation that he wants to learn, and he is showing he wants to learn, so it doesn't matter if I didn't learn earlier. As long as I show that I want to learn, that's considered that I did learn for the whole year. The Gemara, it's based on the pasuk in the Torah, Vayilchu Vayasuv Le'Yisrael, Yisrael decided, and they went The Torah says they already decided and they already did what Hashem did, tell them what Moshe Rabbeinu told them in Mitzrayim to do. So the Gemara, even though they didn't do it yet, it says Vayilchu Vayasu, they already did. So the Gemara, as long as they decided, they had already made up their mind they're going to do it, it's like they did it already. So this is only, the Gemara says, for Am Yisrael. And that really starts, at that time was not Nasim Nishmayet, but this is the way the Chachamim of Am Yisrael, they really want to do good things. So even though the person eventually could not do something he planned to do, so it's considered you did the job. He says, since last week, what we learned, this is the chapter before, Kadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech, you will not be able to rebuild HaMikdash, you said it's going to rebuild HaMikdash. David HaMelech says, thank you very much, you don't want to build, okay, as long as you bless my child, it's fine with me. Nevertheless, the Torah says, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Tavayat David, David really built the HaMikdash. So what an explanation we said last week, it means that he dug the foundation of the HaMikdash. So when you dig the foundation, it's like you dig something that holds the HaMikdash and the foundation is still there, it's going to be destroyed. So Chanukah said, this is what is called Mizmor Shir Chanukah Tavayat, David HaMelech, he really built the HaMikdash. Now he says, this is really what this chapter is all about. It's something for us to learn, something for us to learn. And of course, as I told you, the Gemara says, Navi is not stories, it's something for the future as well. And Navi is going to tell you, David HaMelech was told by Navi not to build the HaMikdash, and again, he's very happy. But immediately, says the Navi, this is this chapter, immediately after, he's going to fight new nations, even though the last week already, David HaMelech already settled with peace among his nations. This chapter is going to fight the Palestinians, the Palestinians, he's fighting Moab, he's fighting Edom, he's fighting the Syrians. He takes away things from them. And he says the whole thing, the purpose was that he wants to prepare that Am Yisrael will have enough things to build a Tamidash. Eventually those things will make use of a Tamidash for a certain reason, we'll get to it in a minute. But David HaMelech's idea was that even though he is not allowed to build a HaMikdash, but he will show HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that he wants to build it by preparing the things that are going to be used in the HaMikdash. So even though that until now he captured everybody, but he did not have this especially in mind that everything is going to capture, is going to be the HaMikdash, he just had fights with certain enemies, and he won them, and Am Yisrael had this peace and quiet, and David HaMelech was ruling Am Yisrael, everything was fine. He says, since now that you have the Beit HaMikdash, he says, I cannot build it, but I could build it. By preparing myself, by doing certain things, it shows that I'm having in mind Beit HaMikdash, even though actually physically I will not build it, but it is considered that I did Beit HaMikdash, by being the first one that's preparing all the things that are going to be used in the HaMikdash. That's what he says, that all the silver and the gold and the copper that he took, he made everything holy Hekdesh in order for the people to build the HaMikdash afterwards with those things. And this is something that he says, it's considered that he did with the HaMikdash. That's what he says, it's more Sheikh al-Karam al-Labid. He says, David HaMelech, he with the HaMikdash. This is what again is not the real reason, but this is one of the reasons that when Shlomo HaMelech, which we mentioned last week, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Mikdash and they wanted to bring the Echal, he could not bring the Echal, he says the door was too narrow to bring it until he brought actually the coffin of David HaMelech and he brought it in front of the Mikdash and he said, please God Almighty, help and do it for the sake of my father David HaMelech. One of the reasons is to show really what it means. Building the Mikdash is not actually physically to build it, it's just to have in mind that you have to build the Mikdash for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is really what last week parasha, we see something very similar. In the Torah, last week parasha, we see the Torah tells us about Yitzchak Avinu after he isn't in the Plishtim area. And then he goes and he first builds Mizbeach and Ofer, and then he builds his own tent. It's just to show you that, of course, I live in a tent, I live in a house, but my idea is first Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, to emphasize that Yitzchak Avinu first he built an altar, and then he's worried about his own needs, his own tent. So he moved someplace. Of course, the first thing that you move, you want to build yourself a little tent that you should be able to dwell, to live. Because no, the first thing he does when he comes is Yerusha Midas. And this is really what the Chachamim said last week. That when David HaMelech wanted Yerusha Midas and he asked Natan HaNavi, may I build it? So the Hashem said no to him. One of the reasons, it doesn't say in the Navi, but Chachamim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there to upset David HaMelech, that he first built himself a palace, and after he built himself a palace, he said, it's not nice. I had a palace, Hashem doesn't have a palace. Chachamim said that Hashem told us another idea, I don't understand this guy. He says, he first built himself a palace, and now he's thinking about building me a palace. Does he come before me? First he builds himself a very nice palace, Chiram sent him some wood, mahogany. It's before the Chinese bought all the mahogany for the world. Today you cannot buy mahogany anymore. China owns all the mahogany. It used to buy mahogany $3 a foot, today it's 15. China brought Brazil all the mahogany. David HaMelech built himself a very nice palace. The Midrash says, but the Navi says, a very nice piece of wood. And then he said, okay, now it's time to rebuild the Midrash. So the Chachamim said, now it's time to build the Midrash. He didn't think it's time to build the Midrash before you mention your palace. You have to have in mind, I mean, that's really the purpose of this chapter. Is what you have to have in mind is that you have to prepare for Beit HaMikdash. And you have to have in mind Beit HaMikdash before you have your own property, your own house. And so David HaMelech, that's what Chachamim said, was, if we may say, punished or delayed building the Beit HaMikdash because he built his palace before. It was right afterwards, after Hashem told him, you cannot build it, he said, okay, I cannot build it, it's true. Physically I cannot build it, but I still spiritually, I will show Hashem, I will show everybody how much I want Beit HaMikdash, because I'm going to fight. Rabbi is going to tell you that Hashem helped him very much. So whatever he did, any time he went to attack somebody, he's going to attack some nations that really, those nations have some promises. From Abraham, from Yitzchak, of course, maybe they didn't keep the promises well, but all of a sudden David HaMelech is taking over Moab, that this is the nation that really he comes from there, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in the Torah, from Badal Moab, of course, he has an excuse, they killed his parents over there, but see, until now he didn't do anything. It's only after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the message, you can read it from Midrash, then he takes his own all energy is going to fight. It is going to fight nations that before he didn't bother to fight them. It says that Moab killed his parents as much before. He didn't fight with them. It says all of a sudden he's fighting Edom. It says Esav. It says what do you want from Esav? It says he didn't do anything to you right now. It says Amalek, maybe not Amalek. It says all of a sudden he decided to do Amalek. Who told you to go to do Amalek? So yeah, that's the Gemara says. The Gemara says before he built an industry to destroy Amalek, David HaMelech is going to house here to Edom, he's going to fight Amalek. Again, Chachamim said this was without the Kohen HaGadol, without the Levite Tamim, without the Sanhedrin. He just decided on his own to go fight. Usually, says the Gemara to the Chachamim, the king has to ask in the Levite Tamim, the Kohen HaGadol, shall I go, shall I attack, am I going to be successful like we saw before? The Melech used to ask the Kohen. He is not asking nothing. Now he's not asking, he's taking his own decisions, he's going from the east to the west to the south, he's going attacking everybody. And he says it's all, the whole purpose was to take things looting for the Kamikdash only to show that this is what he really has in mind to rid the Kamikdash. If, even though the Tzadari that physically you came with the Kamikdash, but if you have in mind that you want to rid the Kamikdash, is considered like you building the Kamikdash actually. Even physically, you don't do it, Shlomo Melech is going to do it, you did it. So that's not a message that is for us. It's of course, you know, we have Baruch Hashem, we have houses, Moshe, everything, but a person should have in mind that he wants to be with Tamil Dosh. Because to have in mind is not enough. I mean, of course everybody has in mind he wants. Actually, you have to show that you really want to be with Tamil Dosh.
One of the problems that he has blood on his hands, so that's why he couldn't do it for Tamil Dosh.
Yes. What is that blood? If you remember, I said last week, the Gemara says, the Midrash says it's not really blood. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the opposite, that he loves this blood. This blood was like sacrificing the goyim that did not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's on the tip, that's it, no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he
says
that.
Yeah. Yeah, he says that since the Melech was, if we say, punished, according to that Chacham, that part in the Midrash, not exactly comply with what says in Divrei Hayamim with the blood things, but it says because you delayed building the Midrash after you built your own palace, the Melech is trying to fix it and to show what it means that even though physically he cannot build, spiritually he can build it. I said this is really what I said. That was really what David HaMelech said. I said, if you remember, it says in Parashat Lech Lecha, "Vayisa Avraham Aloch Venaso Anekbar." So when it says, the Midrash says, Avraham, when he came towards Israel, wanted to go all the time towards Yerushalayim. Constantly Yerushalayim. But he said, that's what it means. It says, well, of course, it's the explanation means he wants to go to Yerushalayim. And he says, no, every time what it means, that's what Sister Avraham is also, he's building altars all the time. Because the aim that he has, the goal that he wants to, is he wants Beit HaMikdash. He wants to go to Yerushalayim. And he wants to go to Yerushalayim, he says he's going to try, if we may say, to have peace with certain people or to destroy certain people that will not let him build Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. And that's the reason that David HaMelech, the last stop over here in this chapter is that he's going to Edom. Again, this is on the eastern side of the Jordan River. And this is the place of Amalek and Esav, and he's going down there now. Even though it was in the south first, but he's going also to that side. He says, why? Because the Gemara says, remember the Rambam says that before you build Beit HaMikdash, you have to destroy Amalek. He says, you're not going to do it anyway. He said, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it for the sake of building Beit HaMikdash, but for the sake to show that I'm interested in building Beit HaMikdash. So he says, for us a message. The message is not, that we hope we have Mashiach and Beit HaMikdash. It says, building Beit HaMikdash and hoping for Beit HaMikdash is you have actually to show that you want to be Beit HaMikdash. Actually, you have to do something to show it. Just by a person says, I have a desire to be Beit HaMikdash, it's very nice of you. But what do you do for that? That's how he says this. This is the Gemara, this is the Rambam, this is the Takneset. The Rambam says that you have a group of Jewish people as a mitzvah to build Beit HaKnesset. It's not just our custom to have Beit HaKnesset. It's a mitzvah, it's an obligation. So why have to do Beit HaKnesset? I will have a prayer, I can pray in my own house. I mean, of course you can pray in my own, but you have to designate the place. It should be Beit HaKnesset. It is designated. Beit HaKnesset should not be a temporary thing. Shul should be something permanent. And the Rambam says they have to have all kind of conditions that it should be a Beit HaKnesset. Again, it says, that this is something that we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are interested more in Beit HaMikdash than our own living promises. It says, by building Beit HaKnesset, by helping Beit HaKnesset, it shows that we want Beit HaMikdash. And that's what the concept is in the Torah will tell us. That this is really this week's parasha as well. The Yaakov Avinu, he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is going to be Beit Elokim. It says, when I come back, I will sacrifice over here, I will pour some oil over here. He says, this is what I want. It says, V'ayah Hashem Elokim. He says, this is my house, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to me. He says, because the first step we should have is the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then our own residence. But first HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Torah kindly tells us. The man from Yaakov, first they build an altar, and then they build their own houses. And for us, as David, we should be like David HaMelech now. It's of course we don't have a Midrash, but we want to have a Beit HaMikdash. And preparing us for the Beit HaMikdash is by want. The Gemara says that if you think of it like this, it's like actually you did it. Says David. That's what the accomplishment of David HaMelech. But eventually, it's called the house of David, not the house of Shlomo. The reason why Beit HaMikdash is because David prepared everything. Eventually, again, they weren't using those things. The Gemara says, the Midrash says, they weren't using it because one of the reasons they said that eventually the Midrash knew that the Midrash is going to be destroyed, and Shlomo knew it as well, and they said, oh, maybe the destruction is going to be, because they said, oh, Beit HaMikdash was built with all the looting, with all David HaMelech capturing the enemies, and this should not have been done to donate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the idea, says Harin, the idea of the Melech was to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that that's what he has in his head, to have some kind of forgiveness, kapara, what he builds first his house, rather than to build the Temid Esther.